You know, Rep. Jack Kimball, Republican from California's 54th District, who I had on last Friday on April 1, he just tweeted that since he was on the Mike Malloy show with the Brad blog promoting H.R. 929, my office has gotten dozens of calls of support. So there you go. As Rep. Jack Kimball on the Twitters, Republican from California's 54th. Look it up. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, your friendly citizen, investigative, blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, all-around swell fellow drafted into duty once again for Mike Malloy, who will be returning Monday. Set your calendars, your clocks, or your schedules, or whatever. They're coming back. You only got me for a few more hours, broadcasting live from the Left Coast here at the beautiful studios of K-Talk AM 1150. Glad you could join us here. Coming up momentarily, we will be joined by Nicole Sandler of RadioOrNot.com. You may know her as the guest host for the regular guest host for Randy Rhodes. We're also keeping our eye on the deal. No deal yet. But there may be a deal to avoid government shutdown by the time the show closes tonight. Midnight Eastern time tonight, Friday night, the government will shut down unless they come up with a deal. There is said to be a framework for a deal, as we discussed in the first hour, $39 billion in planned cuts. They got the Planned Parenthood rider out of there. So it should move forward, perhaps with a three-day extension just to do the bookkeeping first. But, well, we'll see. We're keeping our eyes on that. So we're going to go to Nicole in a bit, and we'll take your calls with Nicole. It'll be hanging with the guest hosts. Guest hosts unite, 877-520-1150. And in this hour or maybe the next, maybe both, I will have a few more words about the Wisconsin Supreme debacle. All right, let's get to some quick calls here. Chuck in Burnsville, Minnesota. Hey, Chuck, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. What's on your mind?
Hi, Brad.
Hey.
I feel like an old Catholic waiting for the white smoke. Is there going to be an agreement? Will they signal from the Smithsonian? What's going on?
Right.
My only question is, why would any woman or any minority want to be a Republican? They're voting against women. They voted against women repeatedly. I don't understand why women be Republicans.
They vote against women. They vote against citizens. They vote against freedom. They vote in favor of a big, big government. They vote against the Constitution. They vote for all the things they act like they give a damn about, or against all the things they act like they give a damn about. Yeah, I have no idea why anybody would be a Republican, and that's coming from somebody who ain't a Democrat and who ain't happy with the Democrats either. They may be cowards, but they're not these insidious evil liars like we're seeing in the Republican Party that's been just taken over by these cretins. Chuck, I appreciate the call, sir. Keep an eye out for that smoke, although let's hope it doesn't come out over Fukushima Daiichi. Thanks, brother. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Let's get to Carlos in, where is he? Fort Bragg. Carlos in Fort Bragg. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Carlos, what's on your mind, sir?
I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of the left talk radio, and I used to be a Democrat.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go.
No, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I'm not a Republican.
That's all right.
You know, I just decided I want to be more independent.
Good.
And here's the thing. I was overseas, and I was injured. And I'm here with a lot of other injured soldiers and the program that they have here at Fort Bragg. And I talked to a lot of the cadre. These are the people who are actually paid to, you know, come out and make sure that we're still soldiers, that we're still doing what we're supposed to do. And they're, like, some of them are reserves, some of them are National Guard, because, of course, most of the active duty military is tied up in, you know, a couple of wars that we have going on.
Okay.
I personally, I was in as a soldier active duty. I got out reserves because I have children and I wanted to be there for my boys to show them. You know, I'm a black guy. I wanted to teach them about manhood.
All right, what, Carla, what, can we're short on time here tonight. Can we get to your question or your comment?
Oh, okay. Well, Well, my comment is basically, I basically blame the Republicans because I just think it's totally stupid. I don't believe that they should be using the military in any way to promote any types of agenda. We fight for our government. We'll fight mm-hmm. for Republican, Democrat. There's never been a time where we wouldn't fight, and we shouldn't be used as pawns. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, well, they did not step forward, did they, in the House to say, oh, you know what, here is a bill that will extend military pay to the troops overseas, has nothing else in it, has no crap, no bargaining chips, just says we're going to continue to pay the troops. No, they didn't bother to do that, did they?
Well, I guess Planned Parenthood is just too important.
That's right.
But,
yeah, you're right.
For them to, but I really appreciate your time. I'm sorry I kind of got off on a tangent.
No, that's okay. Listen, Carlos, I appreciate both your service to this country and your call tonight. Thank you, sir. I really do appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you. You have a good one.
All right, take care, brother. Let's go to Bruce in 877-520-1150. If you have questions for Nicole Sandler, she's going to hang around and hopefully take some calls with you, too. So, it'll, like I said, guest host unite. Bruce in Santa Paula, California. What's on your mind, Bruce?
I just wanted to give you some information. I write access databases,
yeah.
So I'm intimately familiar with them.
Good.
And most people don't, you know, they imagine like a Word document or an Excel spreadsheet where you want to save the entire document at one time. Access doesn't work that way. There are, I'll try to be as non-technical as I can, but
right.
basically there are two major structures that are used. One is called the table, and that's where the data is stored.
Right.
And then you have a form, which is where you act, where you interact with the data. You
right.
pull up, you know, a guy's record or whatever. So imagine you got a database that has name, address, and phone, has three fields on it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you update the name, and you as soon as you jump from that field to the address field,
mm-hmm.
That data is updated. It's updated in the table. In other words, you don't have to do anything. That data is already stored in the table.
Now, that was my understanding as well,
yeah.
but can you turn off the setting for saving?
No, you can't turn that off.
Because you're writing directly to the table.
You're writing directly to the table through the form, exactly.
Okay, Bruce, did you hear Kathy and Nicholas's explanation of why those numbers were?
I tell you, if you can point me to it, I'd be glad to review it and get back to you, but I haven't seen it. If you can tell me where to find it.
You can go. We have the video of her press conference at bradblog.com. If you go to bradblog.com and on the right side of the page, you'll see a big red headline that basically says 75,000 votes suddenly found in Wisconsin. If you look at that, it's kind of a detailed long article, but if you scroll to the bottom, there's a copy of her press conference from last night.
If you don't mind, I'll look at it and call you back.
Okay.
I just want you to know that it isn't something that requires an autosave because it isn't a document.
That was kind of my understanding as well. I do appreciate it.
It is a document.
Yep.
So.
Thanks, Bruce.
All right, I'll call you back.
All right, I appreciate
Bye.
It, brother. All right, 877-520-1150. Let me get to, where are we here? Brian in Sacramento. And by the way, anything you want to talk about tonight, bring it on. I got stuff I'm going to talk about, but I'd also love to hear from you as well. 877-520-1150. Okay, Brian from Sacramento. Welcome, sir, to the Mike Malloy Show. What is on your mind tonight?
Hey, buddy. Brad, I just want to say I love your show, love your style, and I really enjoy everything you do.
You're very kind. Thank you, sir.
And off a second, following from what that guy just said, and if that is true, then wouldn't it be tampering? She would have to be tampering
mm-hmm.
with the result. Is that correct?
Well, no. What she would have to be doing is lying about what actually happened or misunderstanding about what actually happened, if you take her at her word. I mean, what she has basically said was, oh, we had the numbers in there, but I forgot to hit save before I printed and gave it out to the media. That's essentially
Ooh.
Her excuse.
So if that's proven to be not true, mm-hmm. then how damn it, does that get treated as like a voter fraud thing? And then it turns like there's protocol for something when you think that there is like voter fraud, right?
Okay, well, let me be clear here because you used a word that is going to touch me off, voter fraud. The voters are doing fine. This is not voter fraud as far as we know in any way, shape, or form. The voters are doing fine. Leave them alone. It could,
right,
however,
okay, gotcha.
That's all right, it's an important distinction for reasons I can go into later, actually, maybe with Nicole when I got her here. Anyway, okay. It's election fraud if it is fraud. In other words, if she is lying as an administrator of an election, and by the way, she has the power, as almost any election insider does, to completely flip an election with very little possibility of detection in just a few keystrokes. Because even though we have paper ballots, they run them through scanners, and the scanners can be misprogrammed. They're easily, you know, they fail all the time. They can be hacked on purpose. If nobody bothers to count the paper ballots, then, you know, somebody can, you know, like Kathy Nicholas, a Republican activist, can sit down and type any number she wants into that spreadsheet and say that's the result, and nobody will bother to check it.
Wow.
So, yeah, and this is what I've been yelling about for a whole bunch of years. Maybe people are starting to notice.
Right. Now, before I go, real quickly, I was fascinated by the story about the Chamber of Commerce thing up against you the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I could have swore I heard Rachel talk about that. I almost think I heard Rachel mention that. Do you know if she did or didn't?
I think she did. I do think, if I'm remembering correctly now, I believe she did cover it at least on one night. Yeah, it's a very serious, amazing
very
story.
Serious.
Yeah.
Because she was included, just like you.
Was she? Actually, you might be confused. She was included in one of those email FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests. Listen, John,
okay.
I got to get to a break. I do appreciate your listening and calling here tonight, 877-520-1150. I got to get to a break. Nicole Sandler coming up next right here on the Mike Malloy Show. You took it out already, Tony? What happened?
I know the song well.
You do. I bet you do. You know the rest of it, too.
I was Nikki as a kid.
Yeah,
my
really?
I am known as Nikki to everyone who I've known since my college days and before.
Darling Nikki, Nicole Sandler joins us here on the Mike Malloy Show. I'm hearing a bit of an echo, but I'll survive it. I don't know if there's anything you can do about a tone. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike Malloy. Joined by my good pal, Darling Nikki, live from Florida. Hey, Nicole, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
Are you?
Thanks. And you, Brad, I hear you're a little sleep deprived.
I am. No sleep at all, but we cheered you up with that song, right? Because I know you're...
It gave me a good laugh.
There you go, because I know you're not happy tonight for reason. And by the way, folks, if you're on the line, there's some great questions that I definitely want to get to. Don't hang up. I'll get to them, and Nicole will stick around and help me answer calls because she's the professional at this. You may have heard her on Randy Rhodes filling in for Randy, and, of course, on RadioOrNot.com very, very early each morning. So I don't even know what time it's on.
Yeah,
what is
but
it?
It's not early on the East Coast.
No.
It's 10 to noon Eastern, but that's very early on the West Coast, 7 to 9 Pacific.
That's insane, 7 to 9.
I
did wake up for Stephanie Miller this morning.
I heard. I was going to say, you don't wake up for my show, but it's okay.
Well, you know, the truth, because I felt bad. I've been using her studio all week, but if you call me in the morning, just don't give me any choice but to wake up. And
do you have one of those old-fashioned answering machines where you can screen the calls and it doesn't just go to voicemail?
But I had a funnier answer for your old-fashioned answering machine, but I don't want to insult Desi, so I'm just going to set that aside.
good idea.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
All right, well... I have a question for you before we get to the... Well, a couple of things.
Yeah.
You've got... You lost your house?
Yeah. Well, yes, I did. It was sold today in a short sale. Can I tell you... I've owned... This was my sixth, maybe seventh home. I'm old. But I moved around a lot. You know, I'm in radio.
She's not that old. All right. Go ahead.
I've owned homes since the early 90s when I lived in L.A. All my homes were in... Well, anyway.
Right.
So this house, though, when I moved back to Florida, my father had passed away. And he lived in this house. And basically I bought my sister out of her share of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right at the, you know, 2006, 2007, right at the height of the market.
Mm-hmm.
So when I bought her out of it, the house appraised for $385,000.
Mm.
The bank today took $120,000 for the house that I owed $265,000 on.
You owed $265,000. They took $125,000?
Yes. They took 120.
120.
But I owed 265 on it. It appraised for 385
right.
when I bought it. So, you know, I had over $100,000 in the house. So, you know, I don't care about the house. I'm glad to be out from under it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I do mourn for that $100,000 to $150,000 that, you know, that's gone.
Yep.
Poof.
Yep.
Banksters have it. Poof.
Yep. And now, were you not able to, there was that terrible, what was that terrible program that they put together?
HAMP. No. You see, the thing is, I have been, you know.
So, people know this was put together as part of the stimulus bill, I think, theoretically, to help people like you who were underwater
right.
in their houses.
Home affordable mortgage modification program.
Right.
And actually, David Dayan, who was on with you in the last hour
right.
from Fire Dog Lake, did an amazing
yes.
series on the HAMP program
yep.
and what a huge failure it was. By the way, the House just, I believe, last week just voted to defund it, to kill
right.
it. And as bad as it was, they could have, you know, tried to make it work,
to fix
but
it.
Instead they took the money away from it.
Yep.
But no, I didn't go through that because here's the issue. When Air America went under in January of 2010, that was my last steady paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thanks to Randy Rhodes, I get fill-in work for her, and thanks to the wonderful people who donate to my program at RadioOrNot.com, I make some money there, and I do some voiceover work, commercials, you know, narration things,
mm-hmm.
and I actually voice track for a radio station in Des Moines. I mean, I do a lot of odd jobs, but I don't have a regular income. I don't have a steady job.
Is that you?
Is that...
That's Nicole?
Is that
Nicole playing
oh,
music in the middle of...
No, you know
Nicole,
what
Nicole, this is not your radio show. You can't just start playing things in the middle of a story.
I thought you were playing
what
something
the hell?
For me to, like, narrate to. You know
no,
what? That's an ad that popped up on the Brad blog
what?
Chat window.
Oh, I see.
That wasn't my fault.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, now you can't tell the story at
okay.
all because we got to get to a break. You can
okay.
tell it on the other side of this break. Nicole Sandler completely screwing up the Mike Malloy show. Hosted, guest hosted by me, Brad Friedman, blaming the chat. Much more, Nicole, and your call straight ahead. Stay with us.
You're going to love this. Just love it.
I do.
I got the feeling that something ain't right.
No, it ain't.
I'm just scared in case I fall off my chair.
Not scared unless Nicole screws it up again.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Stuck in the middle with you. No place I would rather be on a Friday night. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike Malloy, who will return next Monday. Wake the neighbors, tell the kids he'll be back. Mike and Kathy will be back after their spring break, a much-deserved spring break. And I'm sure you're looking forward to their return as much as I am. But until then, it is Guest Hosts Unite tonight here on the Mike Malloy Show as I, Brad Friedman, am joined by Nicole Sandler of Radio or Not, the regular guest fill-in for Randy Rhodes. And I guess we should have called Hal Sparks tonight, too.
Yeah, that would have worked.
Yeah.
We could have done that.
Then we could have, because I was trying to think between Hal, who sits in for Stephanie, and you for Randy and me for Mike, that we should have like a softball league, but we need about six more people. And any other teams.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Yeah.
Could call Sirota. Sirota. Sirota was sitting
Sirota's
in for
been
Hartman.
In for Hartman,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he has. All week, this week, actually. I'll be on Hartman. I'll go ahead and plug. I'll be on Hartman, both his radio and his TV show next week. That's
really?
On Monday, yeah.
Talking Wisconsin voting
Talking
stuff?
Wisconsin voting, yes. And
I just say, I've gotten to this point where I don't understand what is going on. These people live in this alternate universe.
Right.
I call it opposite world.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry. This woman just mysteriously finds 7,500 votes, just enough so that, what, it's over the threshold for a recount?
Just barely over the threshold for a state-paid recount. She can still have a recount, but now she'll have to pay for it if these numbers hold as they are. And I understand, at this hour, I believe there's 7 more counties remaining to complete their canvass. And once they finish their canvass, Joanne Kloppenburg will have 3 days to request a hand count or a recount in any case. Whether she gets a hand count, she'll have to go to court to do that. And I'm going to talk about that by all means in the next hour. But I did, you know, I wanted to say, and I want to try to get to some of these calls with you, if you don't mind just hanging with me here and taking some calls.
I would love to.
Because one of the things about Nicole is I've gotten to know you. We've only met once in person, right?
I know. Yeah. Well, for over the course of a few days,
we got to know
each other pretty well.
Met you
we
in a hotel. Met you in a hotel lobby. Anyway. Yeah.
We got to hang at Netroots Nation last summer.
Yep.
Right.
That's right.
We had a great. You taught me the fine art of
Pai Gow. That's right.
Poker.
That's
yes.
right. But in all of these years, I've been on your show many times talking about election integrity issues. And I tell people that yours is one of my favorite shows to go on because you know this issue. Living in Florida, you do your homework on this stuff.
Okay.
You know the importance of election transparency, and I'm going to have a word about that in the next hour. We'll call it special comment. There you go.
Very good. Nice and original.
Yeah.
Now, I know you had Ian Sancho on last night, and he's a hero, and not enough people know about him.
Yeah.
I wish he'd run for governor. He's the supervisor of elections in Leon County, Florida, which encompasses Tallahassee. You would think that the people in the Florida legislature might get some smarts from him, but I guess it doesn't rub off.
Oh, well, no, apparently not, because you guys have, this was a couple of nights ago we had him, actually. I was talking about this new monster bill that's going through Florida just in time for 2012 again. It's going to make it harder for you people to vote. They want to cut early voting in half out there. But the thing is, you know, as you know, Nicole Sandler, I talk about these issues, election integrity, democracy, all the time, not just before the election when it's too late to do anything about it. And, you know, I think people forget about it when the elections go away, and then this crap hits us like we saw in Wisconsin, because people are not paying attention. They're not fighting the fight. All of the other issues in the world don't matter if you can't get your democracy straight. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
And it's maddening.
Frustrating.
Yeah, but that's why. So I'm going to try to talk in the next hour a little bit about this and to let everybody know, hey, tag, you're it. Now is the time to get things straightened out, to start the fight in your local community, get transparent elections in every damn city, county, state in this country and return democracy to the U.S. if we ever actually had it. But I've got some callers on the line who had some questions about election issues.
Cool.
So you want to see if we can know what we can do with those? All right. Here's one that I really want to get to. So I'm glad. John in Louisiana, thank you, sir, for holding. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show with myself and Nicole Sandler. What's on your mind, John?
Hello, Brad and Nicole. Florida's a criminal state. They'll never straighten that place out. Okay. Yeah, you're up there. So, yes, I have a question, and Nicole tells me that you're an expert on this. I used to be a programmer.
Yeah.
Why can't we have electronic ballots that are so secure? I mean, my banking is secure. I can trade stocks online. That's secure. I get automatic deposits. That's secure. I file my federal income tax electronically. That's secure.
How do you know? Okay,
but
let me.
We are stuck with 1920s paper ballots. Because that's
You'd be better off if they were all paper ballots.
Hands on this thing.
Yeah, John.
Now maybe you can tell me why.
I can't. Well, first off, how do you know? You said you buy stocks online securely and use your bank securely. How do you know?
Well, because my balances are always correct. That's not to say someone's not watching it.
So
there's not a transparent group looking in, but they haven't tampered with it.
Okay, John, so you're able to go back and check it, so you know they haven't tampered with it, right?
That's right.
And,
that's correct.
And they're able to look at it, and if there's any questions, everybody, it's a transparent process, right?
That's totally transparent.
Okay, voting is different. And why is that, Nicole? See how well we have you educated here. Why is voting different, Nicole?
Because there's no way to check to make sure that the information is correct. There is no way, especially with these touchscreen machines, where there's no way to check to make sure that the vote you cast is the vote that it's reporting. And there's no way to make sure that all the votes that were cast are being interpreted correctly. There is no process in many places for a recount, or there's no paper trail in many places.
Well, because we have, John, a secret ballot in this country, as well we should. So after you cast your vote, it goes away, essentially. You can never find it again. You can never know if it was recorded accurately. And as a matter of fact, even if you could know that your vote was recorded accurately, you can't know that all of the votes were recorded accurately. And that's the
problem. Okay, now I can understand why we need to go to a straight count paper ballot until we get the criminals out of control of the system. I understand that. But if we have an internet, if I have a social security number or a code that is mine to use, just like I had when I filed my taxes, on an internet, not on a standalone machine that can be tampered with, but on the World Wide Web.
where it can't be tampered with? Are you kidding, John? A standalone machine can be tampered with, but not on the World Wide Web? It can't be tampered with there? John, really? Is that what you mean to ask?
My cryptogram beats your efforts to screw with it. Okay?
All right,
what I believe should be.
Okay, I understand, and I'll answer that off the air, John. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate that. The fact
can
of the
I get one more question in?
Well, then hang on here. Let me give you a quick answer. If you're able to see that your vote, if you're told by some computer somewhere that your vote was counted as you cast it, that's great. But we don't know that it actually was. In other words, I can give you an answer by my computer that tells you how you voted, but that doesn't mean all of the results are actually based on that. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but the fact is for elections, you need transparency. And I need to know not just how I voted, but I need to know how everyone voted and that those votes are verifiable and recorded accurately. Got it?
Okay, now, let me take it one more step.
All right, quick, John. I got to get to another.
If I do a quick printout of all the votes in a particular precinct, in a particular state or in the nation, and I match up my code that was assigned to me to how my vote was cast, and that's, I can do a printout of everything that was done that can be manually tallied if it has to, then what is insecure about that?
You can't do everybody's vote and compare all of those results against the results that were reported. You can only check on yours under your scheme. Does that make sense?
No. If I publish the whole list of all the if it's published, the whole list.
How do you know if my vote, John,
can't be published?
John, how do you know if my vote is recorded as I wanted it to be?
Well, then it's your job to go look at the tallies on your alphabetized code to see that your tallies are correct.
John, I'll speak to it, and I just I'd love to frankly speak to you the whole hour about it, but I really can't because I got a lot of people. I can tell that you do, John. All right, I'll get to your call after we go off air. Thanks for the call. Thanks, John. The fact of the matter is, I can only check my own vote under the scheme you're talking about. I can't check Nicole's to make sure that it was cast accurately.
And you know what? Even in places like here in Florida,
where
we have now a paper trail, we got rid of the touchscreen machines, we got rid of the hanging chads,
a paper ballot, is what
you have. Right, exactly. Yeah. We have the optical scan, so you fill in the little bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
It goes through the machine. Once it does, it doesn't even bother to tell you on the screen how it read your ballot.
That
would have any indication, because just because it says it on the screen doesn't mean that that's what registers on the actual card.
Right.
On the card, or how the card reader reads the card.
Correct.
But beyond that, you would think, okay, but in Florida, anyway, there is that paper ballot, so you can go back and have the recount afterwards if there's anything that seems a little off. Except the Florida legislature, in all of its brilliance, didn't bother to, you know, they made it so that there is no mechanism to have a hand recount.
They made
You're
it
not allowed to.
Illegal, that's right. You're not allowed Mm-mm. to count a ballot by hand in the state
in
of Florida.
State of Florida.
Right.
Yeah, so much for those paper ballots we now have.
Right, yeah, I know, it's absolutely insane, and we have paper ballots, that's part of the step. Now, count the damn ballots.
Yeah.
Why do I have to keep saying that? But you're doing your audition here tonight to take over bradblog.com is going very well. Thank
You've
you,
taught
Nicole.
Me well, thank you.
You're doing very well. Mike in Westminster, South Carolina, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show with Nicole Sandler and me. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Brad, Nicole, good to talk to you. How's everything going?
It's going all right. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm listening to the other caller here, and I've been in the computer business for a long time, and I know there's just no chance that you can do this. The only way to do this is with a hand-counted paper mm-hmm. ballot, and you count them by hand, and you can recount them by hand if you need to. But
Mike, by the way, listen, I'm firing Nicole from taking over the Brad blog.
You got it.
You got the job, Mike. All right.
What I'm going to say is this whole thing, though, it's all, I mean, I worked really hard with the Democratic Party up through 2006, 2008, and you finally reach a point now where you realize it's all kabuki theater. I mean, they could have done something about these voting machines if they'd have wanted to when they had control of the House and the Senate and the presidency. And this whole thing about the standoff mm-hmm. about, you know, shutting down the government, this is ridiculous. I mean, if they want another $1 billion cut, all Obama has to do is say, sure, I'll just pull 1,000 people out of Iraq or 1,000 out of Afghanistan. That'll give you your billion this year.
Thanks,
you
know? Mike. I appreciate it. I got to get to a break here. I appreciate the call, and you're absolutely right. All right. Take care, brother. Yeah. Any thoughts on that, Nicole, before we go around and come back?
No, because I just noticed it looks like the Congress is going to pass another 4-day continuing resolution.
Not 3-day, but 4-day instead?
That's what it looks like, 4-day. That's the last thing I'm seeing.
That is what David Dayen had said earlier. That uh-huh. was what they were talking about. Is this now confirmed as you're finding
well,
it?
Well, Ali Velshi just tweeted, so consider the source. Shut down averted continuing resolution until Thursday to be voted on tonight.
Well, looks like Fox News is now reporting that, too. So if it reports that a deal has been reached to avoid the government shutdown, and if it comes from Fox News, Nicole.
Yeah, then it's got to be not necessarily a factual statement.
That's putting it kindly. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Brad Friedman, in with my pal Nicole Sandler. I'm on the left coast. She's on the right-ish coast down there in Florida. Mm. More of your call straight ahead, 877-520-1150. Stay with us.
Are we rolling downhill like snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance.
Welcome back to Friday Night on the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in for Mike, who will return next week. I'm here with Nicole Sandler and some breaking news as we keep our eyes, where are we, an hour and 7 minutes away at this point, live Friday night from a federal government shutdown. There is breaking news, however, and it's John Boehner is stepping to, are we able to get this tone? John Boehner stepping to the microphone. We're going to jump to this here real quick.
I'm pleased that Senator Reid and I and the White House have been able to come to an agreement that will, in fact, cut spending and keep our government open. And I expect that the House will vote tonight on a short-term continuing resolution into next week to allow for time for this agreement to be put together in a legislative form. And brought to the floor of the House and Senate for a vote. And so I would expect the final vote on this to occur mid-next week. But I do believe that we'll have a what we'll call a bridge continuing resolution passed tonight to ensure that government's open. As you all know, this has been a a lot of discussion and a long fight. But we fought to keep government spending down because it really will, in fact, and help create a better environment for job creators.
Yeah, sure will.
Thank you.
All right, yeah. All right. Well, that was John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, saying that they have cut a deal and that a deal that will cut spending on the budget bill for the remainder of 2011. It will keep the government open. They're going to have a short-term continuing resolution, just long enough, essentially, to get the paperwork done so that they can vote on this full agreement. They're calling it a bridge continuing resolution. But they say they have a deal, and they have averted a government shutdown with just a little over an hour left before the federal government would come to a close. And, of course, all apocalypse would come upon us. Nicole, sorry about that. You got preempted for a minute. Listen, I want to get, because I know this is something that's important to you. You've been working on it on the 99ers. We've just got a few minutes left, thanks to Boehner. Give us an idea very quickly, the effort that you're putting into this, and exactly explain exactly what it is, if you can.
I'm not really doing much. I built a website.
Oh, well, then never mind.
Yeah. Right. The website's helpthe99ers.com, and basically it's just a big message board where people in need can post their stories, and hopefully people who have some resources where they can help and have the compassion to do so will go there and find people who they can help. And that does happen there. In fact, someone just posted a heartbreaking story last night or 2 days ago and went back to thank the people who helped him, and he updated his situation.
Explain what the 99ers are, though, to our listeners who don't know.
The 99ers are people who are the long-term unemployed, the chronic unemployed, who are unable to find work and have exhausted all of their unemployment benefits. In some states, like Michigan now, it's, I believe, 20 weeks. They just lowered it from 26 to 20 weeks of unemployment compensation. The maximum anybody gets anywhere is 99. If you're a 99er, it doesn't mean you've had 99 weeks of unemployment. Here in Florida, it's 26 weeks. That's the maximum.
And I suspect there'll be nothing in this budget deal for the 99ers because they have done absolutely nothing.
And in fact, it probably takes some away from them because of the Republicans' cut mentality.
Yep. It sure does. Help the 99ers. That's the number, 99ERS, right? Help the 99ers.com. Nicole Sandler of RadioOrNot.com. Listen to her every morning, every weekday, Monday through Thursday.
Right.
10 to noon East Coast time. Did I get it right?
That's it. 10 to noon Eastern.
Nicole, great hanging with you. I hope we get to see you soon.
Me too. Thank you, Brad.
You're awesome. Nicole Sandler, everybody. Thanks a bunch. Have a great night and a great weekend.
You too. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Okay. All right. If you're on the line, hang on. I'm going to try to get to all the calls, and then we'll call it a special comment of sorts about democracy coming up right here on the Mike Malloy Show.